Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Othman Zolati, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
You blew me away with your adventure. You know, there's a Jewish word called chutzpah, and it means absolute confidence. And I think you have more chutzpah than any person that I've ever come across in my whole life. Othman, you had $80 in your pocket, and you decided to leave Morocco and come to South Africa to hitch your way down with $80. What were you thinking?
Correct. That's how I started my journey. Well, I didn't want to wait all my life to get enough money and to get in the equipment that I need, and I would be preparing all my life to start this journey. So I would rather just start and figure it out.
Absolutely incredible. A lesson for the rest of us. Something else you also spoke about at the beginning of your incredible documentary was your identity as an African. And you said as a North African, as a Moroccan, you didn't really feel African. You felt rather Arab, which is interesting because I think those of us in Southern Africa see ourselves as sub-Saharan and do feel that North Africa is something different. Do you feel differently now?
Of course, after this journey. Because all what we had on the media and when I was a kid and when I was still in Morocco and never left home, it always have this feeling that we are, you know, an Arab country. We are always, we go into Africa, but you are still in the same continent. You're just going to West Africa, for example. You just go into Senegal. You don't name it as a Senegal or Ivory Coast. You just say, go into Africa. I think it's the media that puts it in our mind and we can't get it out. But while doing this journey, everything changed and this is who we are. The North African.
And the extent to which you embraced it, the extent to which I think it was in Ghana or Ivory Coast that you actually spent time and learnt the language and stayed with the people. It's an adventurous spirit that the rest of us could only dream of having. But I want to stay on this issue of one Africa and being African. And I mean, watching you try to get visas from one country to the next was like watching somebody go to the dentist to have their teeth pulled out.
Yes, correct. One of my problems, it was the visas. Traveling with a Moroccan passport wasn't easy at all. And that's what made also the documentary interesting, to show that even as an African, I still have problems to travel in my own continent. And what's going to be happening if I want to travel other side? So
that struck me very hard watching you, that you had embraced this idea of being an African and you felt as though it was your right to travel the continent. And yes, yet the various countries did all that they could, including South Africa to a major extent, to put obstacles in your way.
Yes, that was really one of the hard obstacles that I had on this journey, being always I have to change the route. I have to find another alternative route. Let's say, for example, Nigerian child, they didn't give me the visa. I was stuck there. There is no other way to go to East Africa except taking a flight. Chad and Nigeria, this is the only countries where you can pass to go to the East. And I couldn't get the visas. So that was always an obstacle to get to the other side of the continent or to the next country. Same like with South Africa, which funny story. I went to 4 countries applying, from Namibia, from Botswana, from Zimbabwe, and from Mozambique, and got rejected 4 times.
Yeah, I love the way you say I went to 4 countries to get a visa. Othman, I've watched the documentary. You didn't go to 4 countries. You skated. You went on a skateboard from one country to the second country to the third country to the fourth country and then back again. I mean, don't make it sound like it was easy.
It wasn't easy, yes, I agree. It took me 7 months just looking for a visa to get to South Africa. So 1 month or 2, Namibia to Botswana, another 2 months to Zimbabwe. And then when I arrived in Zimbabwe, it was Christmas, so I had to stay in Zimbabwe until they're going to reopen the embassy. And I didn't have a place where to stay. I was the first night I slept just on street in a gas station until I found someone who hosted me. And then I had again to make my way to Mozambique for the second time. Yeah, it was quite tiring to think about it. But after that, I love it because that's what makes the story interesting. If everything was easy, I wouldn't be here today, and my documentary wouldn't be entered.
Well, that's for absolute sure. And it was interesting that on the occasions where you were confronted with choices, should I go across the desert, which is 150 kilometers, or should I go around it, which is 500, and that happened twice in the documentary. These were life and death decisions.
Yeah, those are the decisions that you have to make, and you shouldn't regret them. If you survive them, you will be the happiest human being on earth, because you have already an experience now, and you have been through some survival stories, a near-death experience. So my decision was, yeah. I don't know if it was wise, but I'm super happy now that I've done it. Crossing the desert on my own with no enough food and water, getting lost for 5 days between Ethiopia and Kenya, that was one of the memorable stories on my journey.
Yeah, I must say the relief when you were pulled out of there by the military vehicle was quite palpable for the viewer. I want to ask you about your legs. Are they kind of weird once you've sort of roller skated 20,000 kilometers? Is one leg bigger than the other, or does that not actually happen?
I think so, yeah. I think so. But I was always trying to skate off with the left leg.
Because that amazed me.
More comfortable.
And then also just things one wouldn't think about having never undertaken a journey like this in any manner, shape or form. But the fact that if you're riding a bicycle, it gives you a completely different experience than if you're on a skateboard.
For my journey, I was always trying to be as slow as I can. So that's why I'm going on a slow mode of transportation, like walking, cycling or skating. It makes you meet more people on the road. It makes you don't. If, for example, you fly into another country, you lose all this one step. It feels like steps to get to Senegal, you know. You cross the desert of Mauritania, you cross the river, and then you reach Senegal. So you have been through all this. The weather is changing, the language is changing. So you see it like step by step, not like, boom, here you are in the middle of Ghana, for example. You won't understand what the culture is about. It's like watching a movie from the beginning to the end. But if you just fly to the other country, then you are in the middle of the movie. You don't know what's going on.
Often it took you more than 3 years, this journey from Morocco down to Cape Agulhas. What was the biggest lesson that you learned in your travels?
First is to adapt to any situation, wherever you are. If you are in the desert, you have to adapt to that situation. You shouldn't be thinking about, I would rather be home right now with my family or having a watermelon or something like that. You should just adapt to that situation and find a way how to survive it and how to overcome this obstacle or anything. Second is to never lose hope and to never give up until if you put a goal, make sure that you put 100% of your energy into it. You shouldn't have any option that in case it didn't happen, I will do this. Just give it 100% and you will be there. Same like what I've done in South Africa. I didn't get the visas even by traversing 4 countries, but I was sure that I will one day get the visa and get to this end of the southernmost tip of Africa. It took me 4 years. I know it was very hard. Yes, of course. But yeah,
remarkable journey. Tell us when the documentary will be made available and where, because it's not to be missed.
Yeah, the release is going to be on the 5th of August, and it's going to be on Showmax, and yeah, it's going to be there for forever.
Othman Zolati, you're a remarkable man with a remarkable story. I loved every second of that documentary. I relished it. I absolutely did. I got to tell you, you know when they say, who would you like around your dinner table? I want you around my dinner table. I think you must have the most incredible stories to tell. Thank you so much for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon, and good luck with the release.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.